Episode 503, October 12th, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've got Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
We're back, everybody. The Rob and Joe Show. A little, unexpected, undesirable hiatus, but things happen. And we are back, ready to get back on the once-a-week hilarious Rob and Joe Show train. Right, Joe?
Yeah, I'm imagining that most people that are fans of the show already know why we had our hiatus.
I bet you most don't, actually.
Well, if you are a Patreon, you know.
Yes.
That came out. Was that today, Robbie, that the Patreon episode came out?
Yeah, early this morning.
Okay, and we discussed it at length. But Aunt Mom, as she was affectionately referred to on this show, my stepmother, Robbie's stepmother, and Gramps' wife, she passed not this past Monday, but the Monday prior.
Right.
And she had lost the battle with pancreatic cancer. But you know what? If I'll just say this real quick, 2 days before she passed, I literally just had a regular conversation with her, just like I'm having with you.
Yeah.
So even though we inevitably knew what was going to happen because mm-hmm. she was in home hospice, you know, what you don't want is you want to make sure you have an opportunity to tell people, you know, what they mean to you, and you want them to hear it too, because
yeah.
she could certainly, you know, she was cognizant. What's the word?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, although that sucks and the end of life sucks. And of course it's inevitable for everybody. That's the one thing that's so strange about experiencing what I've experienced over the last, I guess, week and a half is that nobody knows how to act when somebody dies, but everybody dies.
Interesting point, because I was thinking about this the other day. The sorry for your loss is the standard
right.
on Facebook. You write that. What's something that you can say that's not that exact thing?
Well, I do know this. Every single person, and they mean it sincerely,
mm-hmm.
say if there's anything I can do.
Yes.
Right? Now, I really only asked one person to do something over and above what they would normally do, and it was you. And I asked you to do two things. So you wrote a segment for me for the for my Ravens broadcast, which was cool. I actually liked it just because it added an element to it that was also kind of something I enjoyed.
Right.
You know, because I kind of had to – you want to let the world know what's going on in your life if you're a personality, and I am to some degree, right?
Right.
And so you want to let them know what's going on, and then – it was exciting because I get to say, hey, this other person that I do this show with, this is his content. Let me do it justice. And, you know, it was fun to do that.
It worked out.
It did. Well, more than worked out. It added something, in my opinion, maybe even a level of excitement that I don't normally have, considering I've already now written 40 of them or whatever, right?
Gotcha. No, it adds a new element.
And right. We did ask something of Mac Berkson, which he kindly.
Oh, yeah. And we'll get to that. Sorry about that. Yes, we did. But the other thing I asked of Rob is Rob actually had to drive. So Robbie drove Gramps to the funeral home. And then afterwards, Katie was going to drive us back. And she goes, oh, I want to go out to dinner. And we were trying to figure it out. And I said, Rob, do you mind? So you actually stuck around, drove. You went to dinner with us.
Well, I got a free meal out of it. I think that's fair.
Whatever. And then you drove us home. So anyway,
and we end up having two different tables at the place because I guess we couldn't all sit together. And So I was sitting with Gramps and your two sons.
Right. Yeah, I noticed that. It didn't look. There wasn't a lot of conversation going on over there. I noticed that.
No, we had some good conversation.
Oh,
I thought the highlight was when Gramps, you know, he uses Cash App to get paid on these his insurance.
Yes,
things, right?
Believe me, I know.
So if you go to Cash App, it's just like PayPal or Venmo, where you can like write in like an amount of money as if you're about to send it to somebody.
Right.
Well, I guess he accidentally typed like $13,500.
Oh, God.
So he looked at his Cash App and he goes, oh, my God, I have $13,500 in my Cash App.
Were you the one that caught it, that it was a problem?
Well, it's his Joey, your son, who was right next to him, could see it. He's like, no, no, no. It's it says $200 in the bottom corner. You just accidentally typed 13. You just delete that. And
stop.
You,
yes, yes. Exactly. Thank
but if
God.
It was that easy, you could just type in $1 billion. Look, I'm this rich.
I have it, yes.
But it was a great service. Joe, you spoke. I thought you had a great set. Excellent job.
You know what? Here's the thing. It's like I didn't prepare anything.
I thought that helped it, I think, in a way.
Okay.
It was very just from the heart.
Right.
But it's also, why didn't you prepare?
It's funny you say it because I'm like, well, I thought you just went up and said, hey, here's the things. And, of course, I'm like, well, this will – God, I'm going to sound like a dick. Maybe I won't. It didn't seem like it would be that difficult just to talk about somebody that you spent the last 40 years with that you care about.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that my sisters, you know, they don't do what I do.
Right.
So that's a little bit different.
Well, they crushed it too.
Oh, they fucking destroyed it. Yes, they did a great job. And so as soon as I saw him going up there with documents and stuff, I'm like, oh shit, maybe I should have written something down because, you know, but, anyway, yeah, and I got kind of emotional. So, yeah, I mean, but listen, it wasn't where I'm like, hey, I crushed. How did I do? You know.
I know. I'm adding that. Yeah. Look, I, you know, when our friend, you know, Dylan, comedian, died a couple years ago, and, you know, I said I'd never been to a funeral in my life. So that was the first one.
This is the second.
And this is the second one. And I love things that make me laugh and things that move me.
Sure.
Move me.
You like funerals?
Yeah. No, I really do. I mean, I'm two for two. I mean, the fact that in 1 second you're tearing out, the next set you're laughing, I don't know. There's something beautiful about that.
Yeah. And it's good. It's cathartic, obviously, when you lose somebody to tell the world what you think of them, especially if you mean it.
Right.
Right. If you're not, if you're going through the motions, then it's not the same. But again, Aunt Mom was a really good person. And she really did a lot. And there was also a lot of people there that were like her. So it was very humbling to see all these people that are really working, not the people that are throwing bricks through windows downtown, the people who are really trying to make this world a better place one person at a time. So, you know, I was moved by that. But so what happened was I was supposed to speak, but I guess the pastor didn't.
You got bumped.
Didn't know that.
Okay.
So my sisters both spoke and they asked if I would go after them. Which, you know, I had no problem. You can go whatever order you want. I don't give a shit. But then afterwards he goes, okay, well, you can just speak from your seat. If anybody else has anything to say, I go, wait a minute. I thought I was supposed to say something. And so that's when I walked up. Now, after I walked up, my son walked up, Joey, her grandson. And I thought he did a really good job as well.
Absolutely.
By the way, I would say that anyway, but I actually did think he did a great job.
Yeah, totally.
And
it was also good to get different family members and generations and things.
And then my niece, who's just a small child, went up there. And, of course, that got me.
It was a real tearful moment.
But thank God the cleaning lady went up. Okay? Because if not, you know, you might not be able to, you know, you might have a heavy heart, you know what I mean, and not be able to recover from it. But after her daughter spoke and her son spoke, and her grandson spoke.
And Gramps came out and he read the poem.
He read his poem, which is he's great at that. Mm-hmm. Sorry, didn't mean to leave you out, Gramps. It was great, as it always is.
Yes.
So Gramps.
And I posted that on our Facebook, Rob and Joshua.
Oh, cool. So Gramps read his poem. Both my sisters spoke. I spoke. Then my son spoke. Her grandson. Her granddaughter spoke and said, does anybody else have anything to say? And up comes the cleaning lady.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't know who that was.
Well, the cleaning lady, as she said, she said she's a minister in some church. Did you hear her say that?
I did hear her say that.
Now, I Googled that. I couldn't find her.
I feel like it's just something you can say without having
to. I looked for
her.
I Googled the city she was in that she said. I believe she said Bowie, Maryland. Am I correct?
That sounds right.
And then I Googled pastor and then her first name, which is a very unique first name.
Yes.
So I Googled that and I found nothing.
Zip.
I couldn't find her.
Hmm.
So I was like, huh, that's weird because like I've known several pastors in my life and their lives are busy. They don't have time to clean your house. You see what I'm saying?
I do. What percentage when you speak at something like this should be about the deceased?
Right. It should be at 95. Right. The only time you should speak of yourself should be in relation to them.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think? How much did she speak about herself?
Wow. I could stay up here all day. I'm trying to remember. When she was actually reading from the Bible was probably the only time that she wasn't involved in the story.
Right.
And there was much of the story that my stepmother wasn't even involved in.
Right.
The fact that she's a Baptist minister and she could stay up here all day and she, you know, she loves to talk and this, that, and the other, that doesn't have anything to do with Aunt Mom. She's
Robbie,
not involved. She's not involved in that at all.
Had you met this person, Robbie, you or Joe, beforehand?
I did. Only right there at the service. She was very, very aggressive in introducing herself to everyone there and explaining who she was.
Yeah, I got that.
You got that introduction where she came at you like she was going to give you a sales pitch?
I luckily did not come across her beforehand or afterwards. My only experience was her 7-minute speech that could have been 90 seconds.
Yeah, I'm only going to be here a little. I'm only going to be brief. Well, no, stop saying that. That's adding to the time.
Right.
You explain that you're going to be brief. Now, I don't know if you know, but she actually pulled me to the side, okay? And she said to me, she said, God laid on my heart that you're going through something. Did I tell you this?
No.
She said, God laid on my heart that you're going through something.
Oh, I think you did, yeah.
I said, yeah, my mother just died.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. I don't need, yeah, no, that's, yeah, I got that. She goes, no, it's something I go, listen, I don't, no, I'm fine. Like, beat it. Like,
yes.
I'm not really interested in you. Listen, all my family and friends are here.
I have enough people here to comfort me.
Right. I don't need some stranger using some whatever voodoo she believed that she had in order to, you know, fix me or whatever it was that she thought she was doing. And I thought that was particularly presumptuous, and I didn't like that about her. But then she pulled my sons aside.
Uh-oh.
And she said, hey, you boys, make sure you find a good Christian woman. Get a prenup.
Oh,
don't put their names on the houses. You know, stuff like that. And I'm like,
who are you to give this advice?
I'm just like, hey, lady, just beat it. You know?
Right. Can we talk about, there was two things that friends of the Rob and Joe show that were at the service that they supplied. One was visible to all. And one only a very few knew about. First of all, Mac Bergson.
Yeah, Mac Bergson gave a floral arrangement. Let me tell you something about that floral arrangement. It looked like it cost about $7,000, okay?
Yeah.
And not only was it the...
It was all cigars.
It was the most grand floral arrangement. It also made its way to West Virginia.
Because you had two services.
So that floral arrangement made it to the second funeral.
Nice.
And then there's one single floral arrangement that's in the house.
In Gramps' home?
That's correct.
And that's a Bergson?
Yes. And he said to me yesterday when I was over there, he goes, man, I thought he was going to say, man, those flowers Mac gave. He goes, man, those flowers Mac gave, man, they really smell.
So there was that. And then what ended up, do you know about this? What ended up in Gramps' pocket?
Yes, I do know this.
So Eric Woodworth shows up there was a viewing beforehand, and he had some, was it Polio string cheese?
Yeah, whatever. Who knows the brand, but yeah, it was string cheese.
And he just said, hey, Gramps, you want some cheese? And he just handed it to Gramps.
And he took it.
He took it. And it's very strange, but very on brand for Eric. And then Gramps at dinner said to me, I'm half afraid. It came from Eric. I'm half afraid of eating it. I said, you might want to bump it up to 75% afraid. So I'm not sure whatever happened to the cheese. Can Gramps speak to whether he enjoyed it later
that
night?
Well, Gramps is in Chad. We can just ask him. He can just type in there whether or not he ate the cheese.
But thank you, Eric.
By the way, because Erica, my friend Erica, told me about it, and then he showed me he had more cheese, and mm-hmm. it was like warm, which was gross.
Yeah.
Gramps did say something relevant to the conversation, though, that we were just talking about.
All right.
Yeah, he said when she comes to clean the house, she always preaches for a while before getting started cleaning.
Yeah, not, I'm want, you're getting paid to clean, lady.
Well, luckily it's a fixed, you know, it's a Gramps letting, you know, he threw the cheese away. It also smelled much like the Mac Burks and
sorry,
the flowers.
Eric.
But yeah, but I believe the Mac Burks, I was there yesterday, the flowers were still there.
Well done, Mac. You're a legend. We did talk about on the Patreon things that we can do to help Gramps, you know, get through this and to entertain him. Do you have our Facebook pulled up, Robbie? Because Merle Rogers had a very good comment that she said today about coming and taking Gramps to some cafe board game party or something together.
Merle, all you need to do is...
It was very lovely, Merle. Thank you.
Direct message Robbie, get Gramps' address, get the date, and yes, the answer is please do that. Take Gramps to these.
Well, no, things. She said she couldn't because she didn't live close enough.
What?
She said that she would if she lived closer.
That sounds like the shit I
she
do.
She needs
to
move.
That sounds like the shit I do to Katie because I'm always like, oh, I was going to get you flowers, but it was on the other side of the road, and then I couldn't turn around after I. So I just tell her something that nice that I almost did for her.
This we'll get to that. Robbie, you sent me this Facebook thing. I can't open any of that. So
you're responsible for reading that, Robbie. Give us some of the Facebook.
But hold on. No, that's another subject.
Okay.
But anyway, let's just – is Gramps – is he doing okay? I mean, all joking aside, is
well,
he hanging
I mean,
in there?
Well, he's doing as well as he can given the circumstances. I want to make sure that he's busy before we can figure out what he's going to do to keep him busy.
All right.
So I was over there yesterday and – the Rob and Joe show is today,
mm-hmm.
So Katie and I will be over there tomorrow, and so we got to figure out something for him to do on Wednesday, but then my aunt, my cousin Sandy is coming on Thursday, and my cousin Jennifer is coming on Friday, so coming up in the next handful of days, he's got plenty to do, and that was, of course, my biggest concern, that
well,
he had things to do. By the way, hold real quick before you say,
yeah,
I've been saying to him, I go, listen, live your life.
Yeah.
You want to start smoking again? Do it. You want to start drinking? Yes. Go enjoy your life.
Start drinking or drinking heavier?
Well, I do know this. I can't say how I know this, but he did spend $89 at Waterbury Liquors.
Good
so
start.
I don't know how much that is, but yes, I was so thrilled to see that. I can't tell you how happy I was to see that. That's exactly what I want to see. And every time I'm over there, he goes, hey, you want to go up and smoke a cigar?
Nice.
So now he doesn't smoke cigars. He smokes little cigars, and he inhales the hell out of them, so he's smoking. And again, it's the opposite of what people probably say, hey, at your age, you should. No, I completely disagree.
Uh-huh.
Have a great life, whatever's left of it. If it's 10 years, if it's 20 years, if it's 30 years, I want him to enjoy it to its fullest. And let me tell you something. There are things that I put in my body that I would enjoy life less if I didn't do that.
Yes.
So I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe it's time to come clean. I smoke marijuana.
What?
I usually don't say that, but I think it's so ridiculous that we don't.
Now that your mother's passed, you can be honest.
Well, no, it's not that. It's like, you know, I mean, are we in a world now where people think that's a big deal? I want that to not be a big deal.
Pretty sure no one that
good.
Listens to this show
if
thinks
if people
that,
think
cares.
That that's a big deal, then good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But that's what I do, and I'm not going to stop. What am I going to do, live real life? I'm not doing that.
No chance.
Is that what you want me to do?
Do not.
The shit that's really happening, you want me to experience?
Do
Have
not.
You turned on a television?
Unfortunately.
You don't want to be part of that.
It's bad out there.
So I amend my reality so I can live with what's happening on this green earth.
Hey, real quick, and then one more thing about the service, and then we'll take a break. But I think because, you know, Gramps had said to me how much he really enjoyed coming on, you know, when he came on the show a couple months ago, whenever that was, the Mr. America episode. We should commit to having him on a semi-regular basis.
Of course, yes. And that's something that he can – you said, which I loved, once a week somebody – I shouldn't be giving away all the stuff.
But I mean
Patreon.
Him. He's on the show.
100%. Yeah. We'll make sure that X number of times a year he's on the show. I will tell a quick story. His neighbor, who's so kind, she goes walking with him,
mm-hmm.
which I love. So my father, of course, is proud of his appearance on the show because it was just, he should be proud. It was hysterical, right? So he's like, you should listen to it.
Good.
Of course, she got 10 minutes in. She goes, it's kind of rude. It's not really my thing. Right. I go, Dad, that's not really the stop doing that.
Okay, last thing on the service. Frank was there, obviously, and Katie's brother, his son, Ryan. And they had on these that Frank gave, these really cool, these gray, the neck mask that
goes up. Oh, yeah,
the
gaiters, yeah.
But it was this cool gray, and it went well with, like, a nice outfit.
Hello?
And then he did not give you one. And the quote that I heard was that he referred to your mask as gay.
Yeah, he kept shitting on it, saying that's the worst mask I ever saw. I go, hey, my mom died. Can you give me one reprieve from shitting on it? No, you know, I love when Frank shits on me.
Absolutely, it's the best.
Yeah, and of course, what I said is he was making fun of my mask, and I said to his wife, I go, you're going to let him do this? You're going to let him do this at my mother's funeral? And she starts yelling at him, but yeah, no, I'm good. Frank gets to do whatever he wants. I do love Frank. Frank's having some back problems.
He told me about that.
And he's having surgery coming up, so prayers for Frank, although it seems to be a pretty simple surgery, and from what I've heard, he's in so much pain that once that surgery's done, whatever recovery from the surgery is so much better than the experience of the pain that exists because of, it's like a cyst on his spinal column or whatever. And that's going to be repaired, and I'm very excited for that because he's been, like, walking, like, hunched over. And, you know him. He's a Superman. So
we need him at 100%
for sure.
Capabilities to mess with you, Joe. Yeah. Let's take a break. Rob and Joe should be right back. NFL season. It's finally here, Joe. Of all the NFL seasons, this is the only one we thought might not happen in our lifetime.
Yeah.
So that means we're back with MyBookie. You know, last year we did the promotion. We talk a lot about it on the bonus show. Winning season returns at MyBookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contests, and Squares. That's what I love about this part of it. It's not just straight, you know, Survivor pools are awesome. Squares, clearly, just it's luck, but it's fun. It makes every game interesting. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trounce their rivals. Rejoice, it's time to celebrate the NFL season.
Yeah, invest in your own intuition. You use promo code, just like last year, Robbie. Now, Robbie spelled with a Y, R-O-B-B-Y, and double your first deposit.
Mm-hmm.
New players get up to $1,000 in free play. It's a free $1,000 if you put $1,000 in there.
Yeah.
Designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet, from live betting to championship futures. By the way, I just got a list of futures. I want to talk to you about that maybe.
So I like those are fun bets to make.
Every play you want to make is waiting at MyBookie.
It's simple. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Use promo code Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y, and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today only at MyBookie.
I said, hey, is your aunt still alive? I want that chocolate chip cookie recipe. He said she died. And she took it with her to her grave.
Oh.
Okay, now listen to this bitch. In the last weeks of her life, she decided that she wanted to be remembered for her cookies.
Is this real?
I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
I said she was related to you for sure. So I texted him halfway through their vacation. I go, hey, guys, great news. Guinea pig's still alive, right? Of course, Katie goes, how the hell would you know? But she's right. I never went over there. I don't know if it's still alive.
We do have an updated version of Jeremy Woodworth's Once You Go White, You'll Still Be Tight song. But it's up to the chat what they want us to do.
The only two people that seem to want to hear it is Mac and Jeremy.
Who would be the coolest celebrity to be friends with?
DiCaprio would be pretty good.
Justin Schlegel.
It's not that cool.
Look in our shared calendar, and there's things out there through December.
I don't know how to do that, but Miggity Mac and chat. Was Joe concerned about a sex life at the beginning of the quarantine when hand soap was in short supply? First of all, it doesn't sound like a real question, but I'll... No, my sex life doesn't revolve around hand soap.
On behalf of the fans of the Rob and Joe Show, we apologize for any inconvenience this has caused, but unfortunately, fulfillment is run by a different department.
That's my department. All right. Miggity Mac asked if announcing two Arena League games makes you special. Oh, because we got Marcus's picks. I gotcha.
Would you take a pill to have Justin's murder mystery abilities?
Of course I would.
Right?
Yeah.
No, we could fire that Justin. That's not will we make it to 1,000? Go around the room. Yes, no.
1,000?
Yeah.
God, I'll be in my 60s. No, we won't make it.
I say no, Robbie.
No.
All right, on that note.
He goes, you ever had a Filet-O-Fish sandwich?
Thank you, chat room. You did good. I have you at a B.
Oh, you're going to do well because Mac told me to fuck off because he thought the chat was great tonight.
I really want to be ahead of Joe.
I'm going to go B plus.
Okay, well, now you're just kissing ass.
I'm just kidding. A plus plus.
All right, later, guys.
All right, later. Nice job, Robbie. I told that fillet of fish story in West Virginia.
During the service? Or?
Yes, that's right. It got up. That's the only thing that was said. Nah, just sitting there.
I think that should be, people should go around and in honor of Gramps and just work that into conversation. Hey, you ever had a fillet of fish sandwich?
Well, you know that they have now at McDonald's meals that are named after people that eat these particular meals.
Like I did a quarter not pounder know with, that.
Yeah, I mean, people in chat, what's the name of that McDonald's meal? I can't remember what it's called, but it's celebrities. But I've never heard of any of them, so they're like rappers or whatever. And maybe we could just
I think I have seen the commercial. Someone's own favorite, some rapper's favorite McDonald's meal.
I can't remember what his name is. But
yeah, Jay something.
Yeah, they could have a meal called the Gramps. It's two filet of fish, extra tartar sauce, a large fry, no drink. That's the Gramps.
That meal does not come with a drink.
But and shout out to everyone. There's a lot of wonderful comments on our Facebook, about Aunt Mom. Shout out to Travis. Lovely comment on our Patreon. Much appreciate. And definitely listen to this. Get on this Patreon because we give some kind of ideas to help, pass Gramps' time through this next chapter in his life. You mentioned there was something in that the T-shirt. That was in that montage. Do we have an update, Joe, on the T-shirt that belongs to Taylor Jenkins, not Hawkins? And yes. Well, Allison Jenkins, I guess his wife specifically.
Allison,
yes.
So I physically got in my car, as I mentioned that I would, 9 months ago, the beginning of the pandemic, whatever.
Yes.
April, probably. And I drove down to where the city in which he lives. Uh-huh. I think I say the city, Brooklyn, Maryland. I drove down to Brooklyn, Maryland, and I put it in his mailbox. And let me tell you something. I was nervous. And I'm going to tell you why I was nervous. Because facing the mailbox where I was pulling over and putting it in were these two punk kids in one of these Fast and Furious cars or whatever. And they clearly saw me putting something into the mailbox.
Why do they have to be punks? Couldn't they just be kids that like
fast cars?
I
could tell
cars?
Based on their, Jetta or whatever the hell they were driving, they were punks. But anyway, and then I got nervous that they were going to yoink that T-shirt.
Oh, that would have made for a better story.
But if I said, hey, I came to your house and I dropped it, it wasn't in the mailbox, they would have thought I was fucking lying.
And I would have went with it, and Mac would have destroyed you for
years.
Yeah,
thank God those punk kids are just kids with a car, right? Probably his sons or whatever. But I was a little bit nervous when they saw me place it in the mailbox, but it was for no reason. There was no reason for me to be nervous.
But Allison posted a picture on Facebook, proudly wearing the Die Laughing Productions Back to the 80s T-shirt.
Did she say that I could have been impregnated and had a baby in the time it took to get this T-shirt?
I think she definitely did. She shit on you relentlessly. No, she was very friendly
about
it.
Well, if she did.
They're much nicer people than you and I.
Joe. Yeah, if she did, then I certainly deserved it. By the way, Steve Miller's son, refresh my
Drew
memory.
Miller.
Right, Drew Miller.
Also a new patron. Thank you, Drew.
Yeah, Drew, sorry I forgot your first name. But anyway, Drew Miller asked me to do a cameo for his a coworker.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't have cameo, but you and I will do one today and we'll send it to him.
Deal.
So don't forget that we have to do that for a coworker of his birthday. And it's a girl.
I think he has to send me the request.
So, well, we can just video. I'm just going to shoot a video.
Oh, yes. You mean cut through the...
I'm just going to hook him up, yeah.
Yes, gotcha. Of course, we can do that.
But it's a girl. So
are we trying to help him?
Yeah, of course, because I'm always thinking, and I don't know, is he single? I'm imagining he is.
I mean, I have no idea.
Because he's young. I just assume
yes.
young people are single.
And he's a very handsome young man. Get out there, Drew.
And for if I'm doing something like that for a girl at work...
This doesn't sound like it's going to impress her.
And I'm his age? Well, I know he's probably just trying to be hilarious. Yeah. Who knows? You know what I mean? No, she's not going to be impressed when she sees me and you.
Maybe he wants her to leave him. He's trying to get out of this relationship.
All right. Here are these guys. Oh, fuck you.
You like these guys? Who are these dorks?
Yeah, so let's not forget to do
that. Knock that out. Hey, Robbie, read some of these Facebooks regarding the T-shirt. I believe that Mac...
Well, let me just preface this by saying that I wanted you to read it, because me reading it's going to sound self-serving. I was patting myself on the back. I mean, I was doing it with my tongue in my cheek a little bit, but still.
All right, let's hear you pat yourself on the
back. I've deleted Facebook off my phone, and it's just a pain in the ass to go find it.
I understand. Yeah. And there was another thread that Mac had started, which I wish I could find, but I couldn't find that one. But
maybe
this
I'm just tired of all the Mac perks and talk on their show. I mean, it's getting out of control.
Yeah. It's not the Mac and Joe show.
I'm going to move the microphone. It's going to make a noise. I'm going to
Okay, let's hear
be
it.
Quiet.
Shh.
Ugh, unprofessional.
Just cut it out.
In order to ensure my place in future MacBurks and Power Rankings, I did do my best to keep Chris Restivo off the show this week. Furthermore, I sent Taylor Jenkins' email address as well as a picture of he and Allison, so Joe will recognize them in the future.
Hey, what if the two people in the punk kids' car were them? Like, what do you mean? We saw you put it in the mailbox. We were in our Jetta.
Episode 501 should be available sometime tomorrow. Thank you for your patience. Mac Bergson, no worries. You are doing amazing work, Robbie, with little or no help. Taylor Jenkins, hashtag Team Robbie. And then in Joe's defense, Taylor Jenkins writes,
thanks.
I was at the show with a friend that was not Allison. If he is used to seeing me and Allison together, that could explain it.
I'm used to seeing them together.
Yeah, I write, please don't give him any more excuses.
But I'm not on Facebook. I don't see that.
I know. That's why I'm reading
it. It's like John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. He can't recognize either one of them if they're separate.
Allison writes, thanks for looking out for me, Robbie.
What? I drove it there. Robbie's getting credit for this.
This is better than Robbie's reading.
Yeah.
Eric Woodworth, hot take. Chris Restivo works harder on the Rob and Joe show than Joe. There, there I said it. Then he writes again, listen, every great movie is defined by its antagonist. Chris is Rob and Joe's Thanos.
Who said that?
Eric wrote
that. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wrote, you give him too much credit. And then Mac writes, Jeremy Woodworth has produced better content over the past year than Joe. There I said it.
So, Jeremy Woodworth, and I don't know if you have it, Robbie, but Jeremy Woodworth wrote a theme song.
Wrote is a strong
word. For the
Purple
Power Hour.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll play that right after this.
And, of course, I immediately sent it to the producer of the Purple Power Hour, Will Blake, and we're going to play that thing for sure.
We are?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
100%.
Because, all right, like tonight?
Yes, of course we're going to
play
it. Oh, well,
that's a whole break because we can. All right.
Yes, we're definitely going to do that.
We're going to recreate the break we're doing now.
Yeah, but nobody's going
to. No, I like it. I'm for that. Double dipping.
Do you think there's a lot of crossover from the Purple Power Hour to the Rob and Joe show?
There's going to be now.
Hey, folks, if you like rock music and Rob and Joe's football talk, go to 98online.com. Anyway, I want to finish it out. Jeff Hancock wrote, what a world we would live in if everyone worked to improve their Mac Burks and power rating.
So true.
By the way, that means something. As you know, we talked about it at the last show. Chris Restivo is so furious, he says he's not going to come on the show anymore.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Throughout the years, I've provided quality entertainment.
So let's hear this Rob and Joe show, the Purple Power Hour theme song by the great Jeremy Woodworth.
If you play this on your 98 Rock show, you're going to get fired because the production is so bad.
No. We're going to get promoted. They're going to give us the morning show.
The Purple Power Hour with Robin Joe. 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 The Purple Power Hour.
You know what my favorite thing about it is?
The yeah!
That it's easy to memorize.
I like that. Is there an easier word to rhyme than Joe?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I just was thinking about this. Like, he could have added, it's Lamar Jackson's favorite show.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
There could so many things.
No. Oh, it's 90% of the English language rhymes with that word. But it's actually, he's smart.
Because, he's known for his intellect.
Actually, sorry. He knows how to get this played.
Yes.
Because he took all the echo out of it, right? And it's still ridiculous.
Yes.
And so it's ridiculous enough for me to say, here's our new theme song. It's ridiculous enough for me to do that. But it's not so hard to listen to that I refuse to play it.
I think we hear a little bit of Eric on there, if I'm
well, there is.
Correctly.
He's obviously, what's it called when you lay your voice?
Harmonizing.
Layer your voice or whatever, yeah. So he definitely, but I thought it was him underneath of himself.
They're not harmonizing.
No, no, it's definitely not harmony, Robbie. Yeah. It's just where, you know, where you double your voice.
Layering or
somebody, something. Yeah, that's what I said originally. Yeah. But
it's higher.
I doubt it's this perfect harmony.
This isn't pentatonics.
It's not Ebony and
it's
Ivory.
It's not the friggin' Eagles.
Living together in perfect harmony.
I'm using that term very loosely.
Eric and Jeremy are known for their harmonizing. they're Don Henley and Glenn Frey.
I actually like it. I like it. Maybe it's because of my name. Maybe I'm like Robbie wanting to hear the comments read on Facebook that are about me, praising
right.
me.
Yeah.
But maybe I like it because my name's in it. I don't, no idea, but I don't hate it.
Well, the key is if Robbie likes it, because he is, you know, not the biggest supporter of Jeremy's work.
Well, before I ask, Robbie, don't answer it yet. You understand something about Robbie is that you got a lot to overcome for Rob, because his first instinct is to fucking hate it.
Yes.
His second instinct is to find a reason to hate it. So... if Robbie liked something that Jeremy did, it would probably be fucking exceptional. So I'm guessing this isn't it.
Hmm. No. Listen, I think Jeremy is a great person, and I don't
you
really...
You do?
I don't dislike...
What about him is great?
I don't dislike...
This business card that says he rapes children?
Yeah, what is your favorite flaking skin? Like, what is it that's great?
I think he's hilarious. I just don't know how you harness that talent. It's very difficult.
No one has discovered that
yet. I haven't been able to harness his talent.
But I do... I did find this rather catchy.
This is one of his best, so... It's going to make it onto the terrestrial radio. It'll be definitely be played tonight.
Maybe I need to email you my version, though, because I cleaned it up just a bit.
Well, I've already sent it off to Will Blake. Shout right. out. So, I mean, I don't know how to get it done that quickly. How much cleaner is it? Hey, play your version, Robbie. Let's hear it.
I just played it.
It's not going to be as good. What we hear is not going to be as good.
We may have screwed that up.
No,
well, listen tonight. Again, 7 to 8, the Purple Power on 98 Rock. I talked to my mom today, and she goes, yeah, I tried to listen last week, but it was just music.
That's what my dad always says.
I said, just listen right at 7, Mom, if you want to ensure that you hear me.
So you think about it this way. We do this show that has a couple thousand listeners.
Yeah.
And then we also do a show on 98 Rock, which is a show on a
3,000 listeners.
On a legacy rock station in Market 20. That's what that is.
Pretty cool gig.
There's a big fucking difference. But my dad never listens. He doesn't listen to the Purple Power Hour. Do you know why? By the way, he wouldn't say this, but the real reason he doesn't listen is why.
He doesn't know how?
No. I would imagine it's easier to figure that out. He'll never get mentioned.
That's
so he's
true.
Not of interest to him.
That's true. Maybe we need... a Gramps Ravens recap.
He doesn't even watch. He told me that when he recorded the Washington football team game. That's his team. And once he saw the score, he said, he deleted it. He didn't watch it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he threw it away like string cheese. That's,
that was smart. Well, I guess we haven't given an update. You had your colonoscopy last show.
It's probably time for a break. Let's take a break, and we'll revisit it on the other side. Is that cool?
Deal.
Jealousy, revenge, and a movie stunt gone horribly wrong. Hi, it's Justin from the 98 Rock Morning Show, and I'm not describing my weekend. I'm talking about the newest murder mystery from Die Laughing Productions, Halloween Whodunit. You've seen me play detective, a reality TV show judge, and even Marty McFly. Well, this time, I play M. Night Shyamalan, the world's most celebrated film director, working on his new horror project. When someone is killed on the movie set, I go from directing the actors and cameramen to directing a murder investigation. And as always, you can play a part in solving the crime too, and maybe even play one of the suspects. Be a part of the mayhem and hilarity for which Die Laughing Productions has become renowned. Halloween Whodunit? Don't miss it.
Next performance, Friday, October 30th at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium. For tickets and more information, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
moving the microphone back while we're in a break.
Perfect. Right. Just leave it there.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe show.
I like the moving of the mic bit. That's a good one, Robbie. You're still alive? You survived the colonoscopy?
So, I need your honest opinion.
Yeah.
I posted the pictures from my colonoscopy on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And some people said they were disgusted by it. Now, I'm telling you, when I say that it is a pristine colon, it looks like... How could a colon look better than the colon that I have?
I've never really seen a colon, so I don't know. I don't know really to compare it to.
Well, I'm imagining... Well, it looks like a slip and slide.
What do you think it's going to look like? Well, you have graffiti on there and trash?
Well, there's a reason that you have a colonoscopy. Yeah. Polyps and scarring and whatever else could possibly go wrong. But I posted everything, and people were like, oh, that's disgusting. I can't unsee it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, really? Did it bother you to see the inside of my colon?
Yeah, I can pretty much unsee anything.
But I also didn't think it's also the inside of me. Marianne said something funny. She said something about reporting it to HR. But
I mean, you with your shirt off is more disgusting.
Of course, that's the outside of me. Yes, clearly the outside of me is more. Do you want to see the inside of me or the fucking outside of me? That's way worse.
The inside of anybody is all. It's the inside of you.
What do you even know what it's supposed to look like? You know, you don't know. So I posted that. There was a lot of people doing GIFs of people throwing up. It wasn't shit in there.
No.
Matter of fact, I did everything I could I did everything necessary to get every single piece of whatever goes through me out. And believe me.
Good for you.
They know what they're doing. You know what the most difficult part of it is?
Getting Katie to drive you at 5 a.m.?
You know what? That was much. That was nothing.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you the most difficult part in a second, but let me tell you the most wonderful part. So... what's the drug, Robbie, the Michael Jackson drug? What's that called?
Propofol.
Okay, that's probably the world's best drug.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you what they do. Because first of all, I'm like, well, what do I even need to be asleep for? We talked about that. Why do I need to be asleep?
Yeah, you wanted to do it.
Well, I didn't want to do it.
Without drugs, just really experience it.
I didn't want to do it without drugs. But I was like, you know, I mean, to have, obviously... it's not harmful to you or they wouldn't be able to do it.
What are you wearing when you're in there? You're just...
you have that gown on and nothing else.
Nothing else.
Right. Mm-hmm. So...
no socks?
No. No, because I wore flip-flops.
Okay.
So, anyway, they give you this drug and it feels to get just be knocked out by this drug, which happens in, you know, in instantaneously.
Seconds.
It is...
it's a shot?
I think,
or it's an IV. That's
Put it in your IV.
Okay. Yeah, it's an IV. Yes.
Gotcha. And man, let me tell you something. It feels fucking miraculous. I wish I was on it right now, and I could just be done with the show and just sleep. But
I'm sorry you're hating the show so much.
So that's how wonderful it felt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can get addicted to this drug because I don't know. I guess it does. It is harmful. Obviously, it killed Michael Jackson. But you know how you sober up from it?
No,
they just shake you.
That's it?
Yeah. The lady said, hey, it's a done. And she woke me up by shaking me. And I was like, oh, okay. And I put my shit on and I fucking got in the car.
Were you groggy and tired the rest of the day?
No. You know what I did? I went and I got a bagel from Uber Bagel. I got a coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. And you know what I did? I went to work.
Well, that seems lame. Now, if you were in the throes of passion with Katie and you were offered this propofol, but you had to have it right then, you couldn't finish your lovemaking.
Oh, I would definitely take the propofol because I can have sex.
Sorry, I'm having sex with my gorgeous wife. I'd rather be asleep right now.
But I can have sex anytime. I could be like, hey, listen, I don't know if I'm going to have another opportunity at this drug,
okay,
but I am going to have another opportunity at sex with you. So do you mind? I can promise you she's going to say, no problem.
Okay.
Maybe I'll rub one out.
Now, let me tell you something. This is going to sound like a bit. It's not. And I think I already told you this. So I was knocked out by this propofol. Is it propofol or propofol?
Fall.
Propofol. And when she woke me up, I had an erection.
Oh, boy. You did tell me this.
I had an erection when I woke up.
Okay. With the gown. Now, was it a visible?
Well, so I said to him, you know, I have sleep apnea, so you don't want to lay me on my back.
Yeah.
Because it's not safe.
Okay.
So I'm on my side, and I assume I'm fetal, so I'm probably cut pretty safe or whatever.
It's a safe erection hiding position.
But what that means, what that means is that whatever was going on aroused me.
You think that's normal?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Was anybody of the help attractive that was getting you ready?
The fact that I don't remember probably means that no.
Okay.
But they were all very friendly.
How soon did you realize you had an erection? Because I assume you're being woken up.
I swear.
You have to be a little unsure of what's happening.
The lady walked out of the room.
I want to see your tits.
I realized, stop doing that, Robbie. I realized that I have to, like, you know how you kind of like, all right, just calm down.
Yeah.
And that's what I had to do in order to be able to get up and get dressed.
So that's what you did, some deep breaths?
Just try to think about something that's nothing.
Like butthole and vagina.
You would think being in the hospital would do that.
Yeah, I was trying to get there, but I guess. And here's the other thing, and this happened earlier.
On the scale of erections, was it a particular...
It wasn't like a Viagra erection, okay. But you know, it was the whole thing.
Sure.
It was as good as I got, as good as it gets, right?
Gigantic natural boobs.
Stop. The other thing that happened was you got to get your blood pressure taken. They can't give you this propofol mm-hmm. with low blood pressure or high blood pressure. I'm sure. Again, it killed Michael Jackson. So the lady walks in with the blood pressure cuff. I believe it's called a cuff, right, Robbie? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So did I tell you this already?
No.
So she walks in.
And
she looks at my arm and she goes, oh, I got to get a smaller one. She looked at my fucking noodle arm and she's like, oh, sorry, you're a pussy. And then she went and got the girl's one or whatever.
Maybe the erection was you wanted to show that you're a man.
Yeah, it could have been psychosomatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I was just kind of thinking.
Do they put the cuff on this, baby.
Do they test
we
you?
We need an even smaller one.
They COVID test you?
They did not COVID test me, but they took my temperature and they did the headshot.
Yeah.
But, no.
Okay.
By the way, I think that, I mean.
Were they wearing masks?
Of course they're wearing masks. Can you get COVID? By the way, one thing that did make me uncomfortable, my doctor was a young white man.
Oh, wow.
Not too many of those around. So I'm like, are you sure you know what you're doing?
He was 14.
Yes, it's Doogie Howser. And he's like, yeah, we're good. So
you want what do you want, older Indian fella?
I want somebody, an African. When I say an African, meaning from Africa.
Yeah.
Right? Or an Asian.
You're racist.
Yeah, whatever. But I'm actually preferring the superior race of the other races. Right? But
yeah, my guy was Korean.
Of course. Yes, please. No, but he did a great job.
All these people that you have zero friendships with in your circle.
What do you mean?
You don't have like some African guy, some Indian, some Korean you're hanging out with.
I'm talking about...
All your friends are white and black and Hispanic for the most part.
I'm talking about shoving things up my butt. Doctors, yes. Yeah. There's a certain type that I like. And that usually comes from a culture outside
of
my own.
We could tell you have a type. You woke up with an erection.
I'm a reverse Nazi. But, I don't remember thinking anything. But, I mean, listen, if someone is playing with my butthole.
Well, I don't believe playing with is the term.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what experiences do you have that involve the butthole?
I mean.
It's wiping.
Yeah, I do have that one.
And,
sure.
I mean, literally, rarely, a sexual event.
Yeah, very rare.
Doesn't the doctor check your prostate?
Well, I mean, I haven't had my prostate checked since I was 40. I assume he checked it while he was in there. Who knows? I don't know. I didn't ask him.
Maybe. Do you want to get a follow-up?
You know what he said?
What?
See you in 3 years.
Maybe. Do you want to go back earlier?
I said, yeah, what if I want to rub one out?
Did you tell Katie about the erection?
Of course I told her,
What were her thoughts? Disgusted?
Yeah, of course. It was just
hilarious?
Just like, of course.
Right.
Yes, of course you had an erection.
So that wasn't, she didn't take any hints from that?
There was a story that I told. God, I can't remember it. I'm going to remember it off air. And I remember it's much like the one where I crapped in that house. Katie didn't know. And I go, I do know.
Uh-oh.
So.
This is a story Katie does not know
about? No, she knows it now.
Okay.
So the other day, we were talking about the cutting board.
Your neighbors.
Right.
Yes, the infamous small cutting board.
And our neighbors are our friends. We love those guys.
Love them.
But the cutting board, you know, I mean, that was obviously a sensitive subject, right? I shit on it. It was a gift.
Yeah, too much so, probably.
Okay. So the other day, Devin's sister was over.
Uh-huh.
And I was telling the story about the cutting board, and I go, hey.
You start telling that story.
I go, let Katie show her the cutting board. I think it was whoever we were showing to somebody.
Yeah.
Well, Katie had thrown it in the garbage.
Because of why?
Because she had washed it and it got mold on it. So luckily, she reached in the garbage and pulled out the cutting board so she could show it that it existed. Okay. However.
Oh no.
However, we went to the Guinness Brewery with those guys. It's a hard word to say.
It's a tough one.
Right.
Brewery.
By the way, real quick, I'm going to jump out of the story real quick. Look at the picture that I posted on Twitter of the brewery. Every other angle of the brewery has a big harp on it. Everything. I just took a picture. It looks like an office building. It's the only bad picture. I took it from the only angle that you don't know what the fuck it is.
Good job.
But whatever. So
you're no Jeff Hancock.
Well, you know, I mean, when I was there, I'm under the influence of things, a cocktail of things.
Yeah.
Right? So
when, maybe a Guinness.
When Katie was away, I told her that she threw away the cutting board.
You are the worst.
I told, right? So, of course, I go, ask to see the cutting board. Because she's going to lie and tell you it's in the washing machine, right? Because she really threw it away.
Right.
So, of course, then we were all hanging out, and I had to confess that I told that she threw the cutting board away. But because I couldn't have them really ask because she would have fucking lied.
Didn't this happen when you were vacationing and you met that other couple and you lied about something and you told on Katie about something? Do you remember this story, Robbie, before they were married?
No, I know what it was. It was the wedding ring that had the date on the inside.
Okay, yes.
And I
yes.
told those guys.
That's right. It was
and
your
And then she asked to see it and I go, you motherfuckers told on me, right? But of course, you know, they didn't. They were good people.
It.
Yeah, just bad luck, bad circumstances. But Katie, no circumstance, she did throw the cutting board in the garbage. That's true.
Well, look, Christmas is coming.
That's what Devin said.
To get you.
Devin said, hey, you better get another. This thing's going to be big as a house.
Devin looks like Nick Foles. Did you notice that?
I did. I wonder if he's ever heard that. I'm going to text him while we're
You should
while
do
we're
that.
Doing this.
All right, anything good on chat, or should we wrap this up,
Robin? Oh, no, the last thing that was mentioned on chat was Gramps. He said, I threw it away. What is it? Oh, the cheese.
The string cheese.
Yeah, that's the last thing that was said.
All right. Well, good job, everybody. Gramps, we love you. We're going to be checking on you as much as we can, and we'll get you on the show soon, we promise, Gramps. See you.
Later.
You didn't talk about the cooking class.
We'll save it.
Yeah, it's timeless.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.